Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
What up, guys? Let's do this.
I'm not too sure if I like your attitude, to be quite honest with you.
Why? What attitude
do I
have?
Fucking pump it up? Are you the coach of Shoddy Radio?
No, I don't know. I want you guys to give it 100% hustle out there.
It's not about hustle, it's about being inspired.
Well, what can I do to inspire you?
Shut the fuck up.
Burn.
Yeah.
Seriously, though. What can I do to inspire you? If I shut the fuck up, would that inspire you?
Well, let's find out.
I think we've had this experiment before.
I know, it didn't work because you didn't shut up.
Go ahead, Ben.
Can I tell Chris a story?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
It was a story of something that Danny said that I thought was really sweet, and it kind of explained in a nutshell of the way Danny thinks of Chris.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Danny and I were, like, having this, like, online chat thing going with this kid that we were talking to, and he was asking us about why we did a podcast because he realized that he checked the archives and saw that this podcast has been around longer than it was cool to have a podcast, right?
And he didn't believe us it was a podcast. He said, how did you guys know how to do – how did you guys do a podcast before Adam Carolla and everyone else did it?
They were around way before that.
But before to him
–
they've only recently become more popular for mainstream entertainers.
And for like comedy podcasts. In the beginning, most podcasts were just – they weren't really like this format or Adam Carolla's format.
It was just a radio show being played.
Yeah, it was just talking about whatever. So he like was confused on how Shoddy Radio got started, and he asked the question. He goes, "Well, how did you guys even know what to do, and why did you guys even want to do it?" And then Danny's response, which I thought was very sweet, was, "Do you remember, Danny?"
No, I have. I'm like anxiously listening to this story, waiting for me to say something gay that Chris could hate me about.
Chris is going to think it's gay and he's going to hate you, but at the same time, like it makes so much sense and it's sweet. But Danny's response to why we do the podcast.
I just looked over at Chris and he's like looking down, shaking his head, like he wants to fuck it like a trapped animal who knows he has to put up with this.
Am I going to have to sleep with my ass?
I feel like if we made a Shoddy Radio movie that was a comedy, I feel like this would be the one point that if we covered this, that some people would actually cry at.
Okay.
But the kid, he didn't understand why we did a podcast, and Danny's reasoning for why we take time out of our lives to do this was that he wanted the world to see how funny Chris was.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought, like,
that's not that bad. I thought it was going to be
something worse. No, it's not that bad, but I thought about it, and when you think about it and you kind of, like, wrap your head around it, you think, God, that's a really, like, I know you don't want me to say sweet, but that's a really like sweet
no,
thing
I know
to say
what you
to
mean.
Somebody.
The sweet doesn't seem as bad anymore now that I understand the
context.
Yeah,
because it's I know you and I know Chris and I know that's exactly the truth and I know that's why this thing exists is that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, Chris is by far the funniest human that we have ever known, and
right.
it feels selfish to not show the world his talent.
No, I know.
That's the same reason I stick my cock out on bus windows.
Because it's just not fair to share it with the world. To not share it with the world.
It's a noble cause.
So I wanted to ask Chris how that made him feel to know that when this conversation was taking place, it was no way meant to ever get back to Chris. It was just an honest, open dialogue, and that's what Danny's actual reasoning was, and I just wanted to ask Chris how that made him feel to hear that story.
Well, Ben, I love you both so much.
Yeah, no, answer it honestly. Come on, Chris.
Well,
like, do you think that's a nice thing for him to say?
It is a nice thing, I guess.
And do you believe that he means that?
I do believe that, yeah. I mean, yeah, it is. Danny knows how I feel about him.
What just happened here?
Oh,
I don't know. Have to fuck you.
You fucking put a gun to my head. I got to make some shit up. Yeah, he's a good kid. We all have a good time here, right?
Oh, man.
No,
oh, boy.
That is a nice thing. It makes me feel warm inside.
Oh, boy. Does it really, though? No, that's a good question, man, because...
Jesus. Oh, go ahead.
I think movies now are pretty well written. Speaking of which, Chris, you saw Inglourious Basterds.
And it was glorious.
Chris's favorite director is Quentin Tarantino. Did you know that, Ben?
I had a feeling.
Well, it's more than a feeling.
All right.
That's a good song by super band Boston.
Yep.
They're from Texas, I believe.
Thanks, Ben. I have something funny. This happened a long time ago. I wish I had the all the old ones too, but this just came in the mail the other day. It's a package. It's just like this clear plastic thing, and inside is a thing of Tide with no. I don't know if it's Tide with bleach. It's just Tide. I haven't opened it yet. It's just like a small sort of
like a
sample size, and it says surface mail only consumer commodity, and then. It says, from Procter & Gamble, 1331 Pennsylvania Avenue, P.O. Box 5024, Hagerstown, what's M.D. Maryland, I guess, 21742. It's addressed to, first name, Dill, D-I-L, last name, Doe, D-O-E, 385 North Michigan Avenue. I probably shouldn't give out all our address, but whatever. But a long time ago, we got like 10 boxes of razors, 10 to 15 boxes of razors from Gillette. And there were all these weird names. One of them was like, first name Dick, last name Assballs.
Dick Assballs.
I mean, this, and it was written on the...
like handwritten?
No. But someone had to have typed it, right? I don't know how these websites work.
I don't know. It could be automatic.
Chris? Is it one of those things where you like sign up for a free trial?
Yeah.
I see. So who did those, Danny?
No, I didn't do them. Chris does them, I think.
I did them, but I forgot about this Tide one. And I even picked it up out of the mail. I was like, oh, Tide sent us something free. Because this was like months ago that I did this. And then Danny picked it up the other night and was reading it and just started laughing at the name.
I love Dick Assballs. I just think it's funny that it's an official thing from Gillette, you know? And it actually said Dick. Like, I don't know.
It
I
takes
feel like,
Gillette down a peg.
I feel like someone should catch on to that.
One time I got... I got some free coupons from Hot Pockets.
Really?
Yeah, because do you ever get like the pepperoni pizza Hot Pocket, and then you get 3/4 of the way through it, and you realize you hadn't had any pepperoni yet? It's just cheese and sauce.
Yeah.
And that kind of bums you out because you want that salty like pepperoni in there. Otherwise, you would have just got the cheese pizza.
Listen,
Hot Pocket.
If I and or I might have even went with Lean Pocket if I was looking for something like that.
Well, I didn't want to say that over the air, but they are lean pockets. Okay. But I remember that's the only time in my life that I was so upset with a product that I researched, you know, or I just went to hotpockets.com or whatever, or just Googled Hot Pockets, and I got the email address, and I sent them like this heated email of like how disappointed I am. And I changed it up a little bit, saying that I was like a major health nut and like once a month my treat to myself after all the miles that I've run and all these like I like detailed my workout regimen and everything. And I say like, oh, once a month I treat myself to a pepperoni pizza lean pocket. I just put it in its crisper sleeve and I'm 2 minutes from delicious pepperoni lean pocket. And then sometimes you just don't ever get them, you know?
Yeah.
And
you're going to make me cry.
I know.
So I sent him this email because I was so upset. Like I didn't know what they would do. I was pissed off because I wanted some pepperoni. And then they ended up sending me this like packet with a typed out note that was hand signed by like the president of
by Jacob like the Hot Pocket.
it was like some PR guy, but he sent me this like coupon booklet, and it had like 5 coupons for a free thing of Hot Pockets, and then there was like 5 more of like $1 off, and then like 5 more 50 cents off. Well, so they gave me like a shitload of coupons. Awesome. So that was nuts.
I have a question. When you Googled Hot Pockets, did you have to go to like the fourth page to get past the Jim Gaffigan results?
I don't remember, but
that's really sad that someone is that in love with light Hot Pockets. I was really getting misty eyed when
you were tugging at their heartstrings.
You know how if you go on David Letterman and you mention a product, they'll send it to you?
Oh, yeah.
For any of you who've been on David Letterman. Well, I wish we had that, because that would be great to just mention a product and then have them send it to you for free. I'd always be talking about how much I love the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
What are you doing? I hear a lot of button pressing.
Here we go. Okay, so this is our first email. This is from, let me see. This is from Erica. This is actually a female listener. This proves that we do have a couple of female listeners.
That aren't related to us.
Right. Hi, Danny. It's me, Erica. And then from Bristol, England, in parentheses. Thanks for the email. I loved RoboChris, and I've begun listening to a few older episodes as well. I'm quite new to podcasting. The only other show I've ever really listened to was Radio Spirit World. And the only reason I knew that... Oh, the only reason I knew of that was through Robert Popper's comedy blog, which I've been a fan of for some time now. Recently, I've been trying to promote our website by going to other podcasts that are good podcasts.
And some people aren't a fan of that.
Yeah, I know. I don't care. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
I know. That's true. I can understand it, but I'm not like, I'm not, every one of them is a individual. It's not like it's spam. You know what I mean? I'm going to podcasts that I like and checking out their fan boards and then telling people who enjoy the podcasts that they might enjoy our podcast. It's, I don't know how else to build our audience, but
it's no different to in my, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I know that some jackasses out there do, but to me, it's no different than advertising, Girls Gone Wild video DVDs on Comedy Central at 2 a.m.
Right.
Who was that? You know, who was that flaming cocksucker that made a comment on our website?
I knew this was going to come up. Okay, let me explain. That was different because
Tindle. I don't really appreciate the self promotion, but
no,
I'm
that's not what he said.
Listen.
Here's what he. I'm going to stand Why up for this
some
guy.
Fag like
I'm going
to
stand up for
way.
This guy because what I did first was a jackass thing. I promoted it on the thread as though I wasn't a part of it, as though it was just a podcast that I'd heard of, which is stupid. I don't even know why I did it. It was when I first started doing this and I didn't know.
But who cares? That's not the point because, you know, there's a lot of famous people that do advertisements for things that they don't even use. So how is that any different?
You're right, I guess. But
and who
also,
goes out of their way to try to put somebody in check about
maybe
proper
right.
internet conduct?
I know. It is weird because I feel...
And I didn't know that there was like big ass rules on advertising.
See,
like
that's the
you're
thing.
Supposed to advertise and then
but
who
I'm
gives a fuck?
But I'm using sites that aren't set up for advertising as a way to advertise. I also use the threads and I only use it for things that I actually listen to myself. You know what I mean?
So because you were being somewhat creative,
I don't know.
That gives somebody the right to be all offended and shoot off an email. Like what next? There's not enough pepperonis in his lean pockets?
maybe not.
Well, but I just hate snide ass vitriolic shit like that. Well, how much fucking time does this guy have in his hands?
Who cares?
And
who cares?
He conveniently left a link to his own personal website
in
the comment thread that he was ripping you for self-promotion.
How convenient.
That's
right. Yeah. So he's a fucking hypocrite.
You know, I just want to say that I don't think it's cool that he did that, but I'm also not going to continue to view his fucking dumbass website. Or reading any of the fucking bullshit comments he leaves on
the You're about posts. To cost us a listener.
No, I won't.
Anyway.
He'll keep listening.
He's probably not even a listener anyway.
Okay,
not.
Listen, anyway. So, that wasn't my point. My point was just to say that I contacted this girl. But now we have at least one listener from England. Because Radio Spirit World is a pretty funny podcast, but they only made one of them. But it's by these guys that used to make these other videos that are really funny. Do you remember what they're called, Chris? It's like
Look Around You.
Yeah, they're like sort of mock science videos from like school science videos. They're pretty funny. Anyway,
you can find them on YouTube.
But I contacted this girl. I went to their message board and just told a bunch of people, because that's really funny. Anyone who likes that show has a pretty decent sense of humor, so I thought they might like ours. So I'm going to continue with email. However, as you probably know, they only ever produced one episode, so I was hoping that perhaps you might be able to recommend some other quality podcasts. I should be reading this in a British accent. What other shows do you listen to?
You probably shouldn't.
And which
do
are
a better one?
And which are your favorites?
You sound like the announcer for the Shotties.
I like how pleased you are with yourself. I'm just having fun with my British accent. That's just me, Danny.
Thanks again for telling me about the show. I've truly enjoyed it so far. Okay, so I was thinking we could maybe list off what podcasts we like. Because I've promoted one podcast, which I will throw another plug in, which is Five Tacos and a Taco. I really like that show. It's kind of long, but I have a lot of time on my FedEx route all day. So I like having a long podcast. I have
listening to one episode of that is like doing your job and listening to the movie Forrest Gump. It's like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
You picked the wrong episode. You did pick a 2-hour one, I think.
Yeah,
but
that's crazy.
At least the guys are funny.
Was it a special episode?
They're both not. They're both.
It was their Christmas episode.
All right. So what else? What other podcasts do I like? Obviously, the Corolla podcast. We all listen to that.
Huge fan of the Adam Carolla podcast. I am not a huge fan of CarCast.
I don't listen to hardly any comedy podcasts except for Corollas. I'm getting a little bit tired of Corolla. Not that I don't think it's funny. It's just kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I really love Radiolab.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. And obviously the obvious ones are Radiolab, This American Life. There's a 60 Minutes podcast for anyone who doesn't watch 60 Minutes, and that's always good.
I was just saying earlier, I don't know if we were recording at that point, but I like the Savage Love podcast by Dan Savage.
Yeah. I feel like we should be getting more of his listeners accidentally.
I like...
We might have gotten some of them, but he's really funny.
But he's kind of
like Dave Damaschek's podcast.
Oh, I love Dave Damaschek's podcast. I really like that. It can be really funny at times, but it's never horrible. That's what I like about it.
Ben, who do you listen to? Isn't there a sports podcast you listen to all the time?
No.
You listen to Gary Radnich, though, but
yeah,
not his podcast.
Yeah, I listen to his radio show from 9 to noon on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
There are some other ones that not that many people have heard of. I found one. It's called Look Who's Podcasting Now. It's the little kid. There was a couple kids that played Mikey in Look Who's Talking Now, but it's the second Mikey. He's doing a podcast, and it's all right. It's basically all Look Who's Talking Now and Look Who's Talking To. All it's just content about that, but it's pretty funny. It's called Look Who's Podcasting Now.
Did you listen to the Greg Fitzsimmons podcast?
I like that one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. The one with Dave Navarro was pretty good.
I can tell you the worst podcast in the history of podcasting.
What is it?
It's called Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction.
Oh, I think I heard of this.
I think I told you about it. You remember that show that used to be on Fox called Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction?
Yeah.
Which was one of the most pointless TV shows, but it's now a podcast also. But it's not put on by Beyond Belief. It's put on by this girl in Canada who plays the opening theme music to Beyond Belief and then discusses her favorite episodes.
Oh God!
She described it's kind of funny to listen to how pointless it is. She describes based on her memory what the episode was about, and then there's a question and answer, and then there's a quiz period at the end where she tries to get the listener to guess whether it was fact or fiction.
And then she tells you.
And then she doesn't give any like suspenseful pause. She goes, "Okay, so do you think that was fact or fiction?" Well, I'll tell you, it was fiction. And then the next story, if I remember right, took place on a train. And I think we should do a side podcast called TGIF, Fact or Fiction. So since we all know TGIF shows and seem to love them so much. That's
or
one
just
of our...
like 90s sitcoms in general.
Well, what we'll do is I'll describe, based on my memory, an episode of Who's the Boss? Or, well, that wasn't TGIF, but
that's what I'm saying. No, just
fine. Who's the boss? I'll describe an episode, and then I'll say fact or fiction, and then you guys will take turns guessing
whether it was
and
a real
then I'll
episode
say
or not.
Fiction, because that actually wasn't an episode at all. Or I'll say friction, if it's partly fact and partly fiction.
What? Where's the R come from?
I'll say fraction. That means a fraction of it was fact and a fraction was fiction. Or I'll say fact if it was all fact.
All right, here's another one. I have another email. Let's go to another email. This one is from Derek from Seattle. Hey, guys, I love the podcast, and I've listened to every show, some of them more than once. But I've noticed that in a lot of your episodes, you talk about a subject and say you're going to talk about it more later, or you're going to do something on a later show, or post a link to a video, or that a game or... Hang on. To a video, or that a game...
Did he
or
type in stuttering?
or that a game or touch? Segment you do on the show is going to become a regular or reoccurring bit, but then nothing is ever mentioned about it ever again. I'm not sure if this is intentional or not, but there are lots of examples in the past. But the most recent one is from Who Spilled the Grape Juice? What the hell happened with that CEO? Did Danny's girlfriend ever meet him? Did you guys send him an email? And where can I see a picture of him? Also, since I'm writing, what happened with that girl and producer Brian? Okay, I know you guys don't usually read emails on the show, so if you aren't planning on following up, could you at least email me back? I am seriously very curious. Thanks again for the shows. This is one of the reasons I decided to read this on the show, was because this guy said that we don't usually read emails on the show, and I just wanted to show him up.
Yeah, so what the fuck do you know, Derek?
Yeah.
Get some friends, and you won't worry about other people's lives.
Thanks for the question, Derek. first of all, I don't think any of us really know what the fuck happened with that girl afterwards, because it's hard to get the truth out of Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
He probably told her that it was all a fucking scam.
We asked him about it, but he kind of just muttered and stuttered. And
nobody understands producer Brian because he's never actually been on the show, has he?
No.
He's sat in, but he's never talked too much. Producer Brian is a very difficult human being to communicate with.
You can hear his laugh in the background in a few episodes.
And he drank pee. No, he smelled pee on one episode a long time ago. But, okay, so as far as the CEO, Chris emailed him back. Some kind of crazy email, but he never sent anything back as of yet. So
it was too obvious. Yeah, it was too obviously a scam, I think.
We went overboard with all your mustache jokes.
Yeah.
And how awesome and horny that
I complimented his mustache and his haircut.
And you told him how horny his mustache made you.
I told him how sexy I think foot fetish people are.
Okay.
How interesting.
Oh, and yes,
and
you
I think probably including a picture of myself instead of Tanya was a bad
choice. You can see a picture of that guy. It's our Twitter account. It's our picture on that. Or it's, which is just at Shouty Radio. Or it's on our Facebook. You can see a picture of him. It's under the, I don't know what it's called, album, I guess, of the CEO of Awesome Facial Hair.
That's a fair question that Derek brings up. I don't like when shows do that either.
But we do that all the time. And to be honest, yes, it is kind of intentional. We think I think it's funny that we have so many things that we say we're going to talk about again or plan on doing segments over again, and we say it's going to become a regular segment and then you never hear about it again. I don't know why I think it's funny.
And also, like, Derek, that's my brother's name also. So
okay. Is he in Seattle?
No. He doesn't live in Seattle. I have a friend named Mike in Seattle. So if Derek, if you know a Mike, it might be my friend, because that's not a very common name.
Keep going.
But all three of us have full-time jobs. So I don't, you know, I'd like to say that we're cool and creative, like the producers of Lost or something like that. Like we have secret things that we're doing. But really, I think a lot of it is that we don't pre-write anything or pre-plan anything. And usually half the shit we talk about, we don't remember what we talk about.
And another thing, we do, sometimes we do follow up on stuff, but the podcast will just never go out. Cause if you think the stuff that you're listening to is not funny, then you can imagine we do full episodes that never go out just because they're too boring. You know?
Yeah. We don't put out what we think is good. We put out what we think sucks the least.
Exactly.
And I have like post-it notes that I put up around the house of podcast ideas, and I write some of the stupidest shit on there. So you're welcome, Derek.
Anytime I feel like I'm trying, I think it sucks.
Yeah, I agree. And anytime I'm like, if I'm thinking about something all day long and I think, I'm going to say this, then it's stupid.
It seems forced. Like one example though is I do notice that we played a game. It was Whodunit. And we were going to finish the game. We ended it in a tie and then we never talked about it again.
See, I don't remember that stuff because I'm not a fan of this show.
I don't remember that episode at all.
I think it's funny. It was where we tried to guess. Ben came up with a bunch of, what do you call it? Jokes, late night jokes between Letterman
That's right.
and Conan. And what was the other guy? Was it Leno? No, it was...
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
And then it ended in a tie, so you were going to get more jokes, and we said we were going to do it next episode, and we had this cliffhanger. And then we just forgot about it. There's a whole bunch of things like that have happened in the past.
Friends that are like weeks behind will tell me, oh, hey, I just listened to your episode. It was like 1 week ago, and it was about this. And I'll think, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I think they're listening to some other show. We didn't talk about TGIF ever.
Yeah, I know. It is funny.
Why would we do that?
All right, I have one.
And also, can I add one
Go
more
ahead.
Thing?
I'll get to the next email. You do that.
Is that what I don't think a lot of people realize that when we record this show, it's basically we want it to be the experience of just, hey, this is your fly on the wall situation of us three hanging out. And a lot of times what we do is we just hit the record button and then we talk for 3 hours. So half the time, I don't remember if what we talked about actually made the cut or if it didn't.
Yeah, we'll sit here and talk in the heat for 3.5 hours and 20 minutes. Sometimes, seriously, 20 minutes will go out of 3 hours. That's how boring it is.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's from someone we know. This is from Christopher Anthony David, a longtime friend of mine. He actually was the voice of Shoddy Radio on the original intro. You guys used to talk about all the different jobs that Chris had in the past. Last I heard, I think he was washing trains. Has the economy affected that? I'll take my answer off air.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
So, I was washing elephants for a while.
You went from trains to elephants?
Yeah, that's a really...
Is that like a promotion?
No, it's a demotion, actually. Because trains don't shit.
So do you want to give us an update like on what you're doing now or stuff you've done in between? Or are you still washing elephants?
I was an official poontang inspector.
All right. What about after that? How did that end?
And then after that, I gave mustache rides for a quarter.
This is from listener Sean Becker. He's probably our longest fan that didn't get to join the show, which was Ben. Ben and Sean were the only people who used to listen to this a long time ago, and eventually Ben got invited onto the show.
Hey, did you guys know that Sean is on Wikipedia as a hometown hero of ours?
Really?
He's on the Oroville, California Wikipedia page.
Wow.
Famous
biggest fag.
Car racer. What did you say?
I said biggest fag.
I thought you said respect.
No.
That doesn't even rhyme with fag.
No, he's a famous sprint car racer, Sean the Shark Becker.
I thought he was in Wikipedia because he was the longest fan of Shoddy Radio, and then when presented the opportunity to be on the show, he declined the offer to go to Target and buy an $18 set of headphones. And then I was next, baby.
Yep.
We should put a brown Shoddy Radio sticker on his sprint car.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We should sponsor him.
That is a good idea.
Or he should sponsor us somehow.
God, we got to get a sticker on his car.
I bet he'll do it. He's coming down this weekend, actually, for Labor Day weekend. So we may.
Can you get one on there? Or does he have like a manager that won't allow that?
It's probably, I don't know. We'll figure something out.
He's got to have, if he's got space on his car, he can slap a sticker on there.
Just put it over Pennzoil. They don't need any help.
All right. This is the question from Sean. Sean's a recent parent, and he just was curious about, because he has a young daughter. So he wants to know, did your parents ever talk to you about sex? And will you talk to your kids about it?
When, like, my dad would talk about sex, it was mostly just positions that my stepmom was into.
And did he talk about it, or did he just show you photos?
It was just mainly like...
He had that camera, right? He had that
old camcorder that would, like, sit on his shoulder, and it would record on an actual VHS tape.
Right.
And he'd bring it into my room and pop it in the VCR. And I'd love to tell you what happens next, but we're out of time. So sorry, Derek in Seattle. We'll have to pick that one up in the next episode.
Your dad would always have that helmet cam, and your stepmom always thought she was getting raped by a coal miner. My dad, he came into the bathroom when I was shaving in 10th grade, and he tells me, Christopher, you're going to start noticing some, you know, changes in your body.
What is your dad, the dad from Teen Wolf?
And I started laughing at him, and I was like, are you serious?
You were already shaving, right?
I was shaving while he was telling me that. Like, what more? How many more changes are there going to be?
All right, this is another question. How old are your kids going to be when you let them get a cell phone? I think that's a good question.
I feel like when we have kids, you know, they're probably going to have cell phones when they're like three. Doesn't it seem like with technology and stuff, like nowadays, kids in junior high have them.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even get a pager until high school.
I don't know. I don't care really. I mean, I'm not going to – I'll make my kid work for everything. That's the thing. I don't care what they – what age they get anything, really, as long as they work for it and they know they're not just getting shit.
Yeah, I agree.
What about how kids in junior high are, like, texting pictures of their little underage twats?
Sexting, I think it's called. It's
called sexting.
It's an epidemic. Little underage twat.
Well, I guess that would kind of be a bonus.
Did you say a boner or a bonus?
A bonus.
I'm kind of jealous that, like, we didn't grow up in that
God,
time.
Can you imagine how much stuff we would have got to see?
You know who I feel bad for is, like, our parents, because they didn't get to do half the crazy shit we did,
I know.
And we're not going to be able to do half the crazy shit our kids are going to be able to do.
All right, well, that's it for the emails that I have.
Yeah, so thank you, Derek, Sean, Chris, and who was the other one?
It was Erica.
Erica.
And I think that's awesome, by the way, that we have a listener in England.
How many fans do we have in other countries?
I don't know.
We're huge in Germany.
I saw on the Facebook page that we have a friend from Ecuador. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I mean, people are finding us at this point.
Wow.
What was I going to say?
We're bigger than football.
Thank you.